just remember us for just a minute. We'd be able to get ourselves out of the way. I could probably read the whole chapter, but we're going to start. I believe we're going to start about the 15th verse. Start with the 14th. Seventh chapter of the book of Romans, starting with the 14th verse. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. We're going to start with the first verse. Says, now I, Paul myself, beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in presence am base among you, but being absent am bold towards you. But I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present with that confidence, wherewith I think to be bold against some, which think of us as if we walked according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Do you look on things after the outward appearance? If any man trust to himself that he is Christ, let him of himself think this again, that as he is Christ, even so are we Christ. For though I should boast somewhat more of our authority, whence the Lord hath given us for edification and not for your destruction, I should not be ashamed. that I may not seem as if I would terrify you by letters. For his letters, say they, are weighty and powerful, but his bodily presence is weak and his speech contemptible. Let such an one think this, that such as we are in word by letters, when we are absent, such will we be also indeed when we are present. For we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves, but they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. But we will not boast of things without our measure. But according to the measure of the rule which God hath distributed to us, a measure to reach even unto you. For we stretch not ourselves beyond our measure, as though we reach not unto you, for we are come as far as to you also in preaching the gospel of Christ, not boasting of the things without our measure, that is, of other men's labors, but having hope when your faith is increased, that we shall be enlarged by you according to our rule abundantly, to preach the gospel in the regions beyond you, and not to boast in another man's line of things made ready to our hand. But he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. For not he that commendeth himself is approved, but whom the Lord commended. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading a good bit of scripture this morning, some out of the book of Romans and then some out of the book of 2 Corinthians. So you pray for us for just a minute that we'd be able to get ourselves out of the way. Just do that, we feel the Lord has laid on our hearts. This is some wonderful scripture, chapters as far as that goes, but we've got just a little bit of a thought. If we had any thing to start with, this is where we'll start, and we'll just trust that the Lord will make a way or see fit to go the whichever way he sees fit. Now, as we said, a lot of things. I could have read the whole chapter of the seventh chapter of the book of Romans, but I want you to think for just a little bit this morning, God being our helper. I'd like to stay around something that may be a little bit peculiar to some folks, but it casts and it's a problem to most folks. It most certainly is. So you bear with us. And our warfare, the Bible says here, and I read that in both places he is talking about warfare. He said war in the book of Romans. He said, I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind. And then also in the book of 2 Corinthians, he said, for we do not war after the flesh. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And then he went just a little bit further. He said, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And then also he said in the book of Romans, he made mention, he said, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. Now I don't know altogether, and I really don't know which way we might go or what we might stay around, but I want you to think just a minute, brethren, about that of the mind, and that of the mind that you have, and the imaginations. I'm probably going to stay around them too, God being our helper. And there, both these things are problems. They most certainly are with people. Brethren, not only then, brethren, they're problems for people of life today. They most certainly are. Whether you're saved, brethren, or whether you're lost, it's a problem. It most certainly is. Brethren, the world don't know how to handle their mind. My friend, no, they don't. They don't know altogether what's on their mind. No, they don't. They don't know how much the mind, brethren, affects things. Brethren, because it does. It most certainly does. A lot of folks tell you, my friend, that if it's just in your mind, it ain't no problem. My friend, that's problem number one. My friend, it is a problem. My friend, it most certainly is. Brethren, if it's on your mind and in your mind, my friend, it will affect you. My friend, it'll bring you down. My friend, or it'll raise you up. One of the two. Yes, sir, one of the two. My friend, brother, you need to get your mind on God. My friend, I'm just going to mind the Lord, so you bear with me. My friend, and I'll go as slow as I can. My friend, brethren, but I want you to realize, my friend, brethren, that the mind, my friend, is stronger than we give credit. It most certainly is. My friend, it is, brethren. Wonder why. My friend, so many people killing themselves. My friend, has to do with the mind. My friend, has to do with a state of mind. My friend, and it has to do with imaginations. It most certainly does. Yes, it does. You know that people imagine things, my friend, completely out of proportion. My friend, they most certainly do. They'll get in the imaginations of their mind. My friend, yes, they will. My friend, and they just blow things completely out of proportion. My friend, you know why it is, brethren, that you can tell somebody one thing, my friend, and them tell another. My friend, and them tell another. My friend, you know the old cliche, did it come back around to you? My friend, it ain't nothing like what you said to begin with. My friend, why, preacher? Two things. My friend, the mind and imagination. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, brother, you need. I'm just going to be plain with you. My friend, you need to get a hold of your mind. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I just say, preacher, I can't do it. My friend, brethren, I can't either, but me and the Lord can. Yes, sir. My friend, me and him, my friend, can control your mind. My friend, my mind. Brethren, I got one just like you. Do you know that? My friend, there's a lot of things, brethren, that goes through the mind of people. It most certainly is. My friend, it goes through people's mind. My friend, and I've had people to tell me years and years on end. Preacher, I thought it, I might as well say it. My friend, I disagree with that. My friend, brethren, I've always disagreed with that. Now, there's a lot of things I think I ain't never going to say. My friend, no, sir. No, sir. My friend, brethren, there's a difference to that also. They most certainly are. my friend, I'd like for you to get a hold of your mind this morning. My friend, brother, your imaginations. My friend, that warfare is going on. He said it's a spiritual warfare. My friend, you say, preacher, the spirit ain't in my mind. Read your book. My friend, yes, sir, read your book. My friend, you'll find out with the mind, my friend. That's what Paul said, with the mind I serve the law of God. My friend, yes, sir, he served the law of God. My friend, brethren, with the mind. You say, preacher, I've got it also says the carnal mind is enmity. My friend, against God. Yes, it was. Preacher, you telling me I've got a carnal mind. My friend, brethren, I'm telling you, you got two of them. My friend, you most certainly have. My friend, brethren, and truth of it is, you're still carnal. My friend, don't care if you have been saved. My friend, brethren, that's where the warfare is. My friend, yes, sir, the good and the evil. My friend, that's where it begins. That's where it stays. My friend, brother, you can go around. My friend, you can go around about any, my friend, school or recreation. My friend, event. Yes, sir, where there's teams and people involved. My friend, and I'll guarantee you, my friend, the people that's in charge has more problems, my friend, out of the adults than they do the children. Yes, sirree. My friend, because in their mind, their child's the best. My friend, did you know that? My friend, yes, sir, in their mind, my friend, their child's the best. My friend, don't forget it. My friend, you ought to think that. My friend, about your child. My friend, but he might not be the best thing at that time. My friend, do you know? My friend, all that turmoil begins in the mind. My friend, can I tell you something? My friend, you know why the flood come upon the world? My friend, in the days of Genesis, my friend, you say, preacher, their heart was only evil. My friend, read the book. My friend, it said the imaginations, my friend, of the man's heart was only evil continually. My friend, was he talking about everything they thought was evil? My friend, everything that went through their mind, my friend, was poison. My friend, yes, it was, had nothing to do with God, but against God. My friend, there's one easy way to tell if you're following God or not. My friend, brother, where's what's on your mind? My friend, yes, sir. What's on your mind? You say, preacher, you done told us. My friend, brother, in our mind, I tell you, my friend, you'll never have a more worse warfare, brethren, than that within your mind. My friend, that within yourself. My friend, my greatest enemy lives with me. Did you know that? My friend, it's not my wife. My friend, my greatest enemy is me. Yes, sir, I know where he lives. My friend, I know when he raises up his old ugly head. My friend, I know when I need to bring my thoughts into the captivity. My friend, to obedience. my friend of Christ. Hey, my brethren, there's times we need to get a hold of ourselves. Hey, my friend, I was in school. We had one teacher. Hey, my friend, he liked to shake people. Hey, my friend, I used to think sometimes he was trying to shake something out of them. Hey, my friend, but he might have been trying to shake something in them. Hey, my friend, they couldn't. He couldn't be a teacher today. Hey, my friend. No, sir. Hey, my friend, but brother, you get him tore up enough, he'd shake you. Yes, he would. Hey, my friend, brother, that's just how I feel sometimes. Hey, my friend, I like to take people and just shake him. Hey, my friend, see what fell out. Hey, my friend, brother, and see if there's anything in there we could help them with. Hey, my friend, hear me. Hey, my friend, brother, people's mind, my friend, just about drives them crazy. Did you know that? My friend, preacher, you don't going to preach that to me. My friend, if you don't get control of your mind, my friend, something else will. My friend, if you don't get control of yourself, my friend, something else will. My friend, and brethren, if you don't raise your children, somebody else will. My friend, you hear me. My friend, preacher, you're out of it. My friend, if the imaginations of the heart of man was on the evil continually, my friend, what kind of world are we living in today? My friend, think about it. My friend, brother, there's more bad stuff than there are good going on. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, they are. My friend, I can't get some things off my mind. My friend, they always come back to me. My friend, I don't know about my friend taking your life. My friend, New York City is one of the richest cities in the world. My friend, they about to go bankrupt. Did you know that? My friend, I ain't gonna get into politics. My friend, but I want you to know something. They have noted down through the years. My friend, to be one of the richest cities. My friend, that they are. Did you know they have more crime than any city in the world? My friend, did you know they have more suicides? My friend, than any city in the world. My friend, why is it? Because they ain't got a hold of their mind. My friend, and they've not brought their thoughts unto Jesus. My friend, listen to me. My listen. You get out of God's will. You gonna be one miserable being. My friend, yes you are, because your mind ain't gonna let you. My friend, go very far without thinking about where you ought to be. Did you know that? My friend, listen to me. My friend, brother, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. You go in some of Paul's writing. My friend, it's in about every book he wrote. My friend, about the mind. My friend, yes, sir. What kind of mindset? My friend, people has. Do you know what Paul said? He said he learned. My friend, to be content with whatever state he is found in. My friend, brethren, if your mind ain't under subjection unto the Lord Jesus Christ, it's hard for you to be content. Did you know that? My friend, it is. It's hard. My friend, brethren, don't tell me there ain't no warfare. knife end going on, brethren, in your mind. They most certainly are. That knife end, if I know anything, folks, there's something going on in your mind. That knife end, and you don't know what your neighbor's thinking either. That knife end, there's times, my friend, that me and Kathy think alike. That knife end, yes, sir, I mean just alike. That knife end, sometimes she'll ask about what I want to eat for supper. That knife end, I said, well, I don't know what she thinks. She'll mention something. I said, that's it. That knife end, why? Because that's really what I was thinking about. That knife end, listen, but there's times, my friend, that I can sit right next to her, brother, and she never know what I'm thinking. My friend, I may not ever know. You listen to me. My friend, you say, preacher, do you have evil thoughts? My friend, why, sure I do. My friend, sure. My friend, they come through my mind just like they'll come through yours. My friend, you try to block them out. My friend, brother, I don't know what it is, brethren, but they just keep coming. My friend, but you know what I found out? My friend, I found out you don't have to entertain them things. No, sirree. My friend, my brother J.O. Jarrett said one day, my friend, he was at work. My friend, they was having some kind of meeting. They had to come around and sign some papers. My friend said he was standing in line. My friend said he didn't realize it, but he was whistling. My friend, he was whistling Amazing Grace. My friend, you know what? He said it wasn't just a minute. He said they, some of them started singing Amazing Grace. My friend, you know why they are singing Amazing Grace? Because in their mind they heard the song of Amazing Grace. My friend, oh, how sweet the sound. Glory, hallelujah. My friend, you listen to me. My friend, you can drive the devil away from you. Do you know that? My friend, yes, sir. You say, preacher, it said resist him. My friend, that ain't all it says. The first part of it says submit yourself unto the Lord, then resist the devil, and he will flee from you. My friend, it's going to take you and the Lord to take care of the devil. My friend, or the flesh either. My friend, yes, sir, you'll never get rid of that of the flesh. My friend, as long as you live in this life, brethren, as long as you're here in this body, my friend, you'll deal with the flesh. My friend, and it will war against the spirit. My friend, it'll war against the inward man. My friend, that spiritual man. My friend, Paul wrote over, you ever find yourself getting tongue twisted? My friend Paul said, I do that which I would not. He said, and that I would, he said, I do not. My friend, he said, it's no longer me, my friend, but it's that flesh that's in me. My friend, yes, sir. And he said, I do those things of which I hate. My friend, and I do not those things of which I love. My friend, don't make good sense, does it? My friend, it don't unless you know that there's two of you. My friend, yes, sir, that's where that great warfare is. My friend, people worried about Armageddon. My friend, which ain't coming after a while, no way. My friend, you can write that and mark it down, too. My friend, brethren, your greatest warfare will be with yourself. My friend, and I'll guarantee you these people under attack this morning. My friend, yes, sir, getting under attack, already been under attack. My friend, some of you got attacked, my friend, and you lost the battle.
my friend, brethren, there's a warfare whether you're going to go to meeting or not. Have my friend, and you talk yourself out of it. Have my friend, why don't you try talking yourself into it? Have my, yes, glory, hallelujah. Have my friend, brethren, it's still a warfare. Have my, you say, preacher, you don't mean that. I do mean that. Have my friend, these folks round about that know. Have my friend, and they know where they ought to be. Have my friend, and brethren, they found themselves in a warfare, in a fix this morning. Have my friend, brethren, the scripture talks about, I can't help it. I got one way about me. Have my friend, that's just to preach you what God give me. Have my friend, brethren, but I'm going to tell you something, folks. If you don't get a hold of your mind, my friend, you're going to wind up in the wrong place. Have my friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Have my friend, I don't know your heart. Have my friend, brethren, don't you leave your mind out of it. Have my friend, brethren, the mind's got something to do with it. That's what I'm trying to get you to see. Have my friend, brethren, I can prove it to you out of the Old Testament and the New. Have my friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Have my friend, brethren, what about old Legion over there? Have my friend, I wondered about that man, haven't you? Have my friend, I wondered about that man. I'm going to tell you something. They must have been a lot of people loved that man. Have my friend, you know it? There's a lot of people, my friend, tried to help him. Have my friend, yes, sir. They tried to help him, try to get him. Have my friend, to where he had calmed down. Have my friend, wouldn't be so wild. Have my friend, you listen to me. Have my friend, preacher, what do you mean them people loved him? Brethren, they, I believe they tried to help him all they could, and when they couldn't do no more, they cast him out. Chained him over in the tombs. Have my friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, they give up. Have my friend, they give up. Brethren, I want you to know something. There wasn't much wrong with a man. He just needed to be in his right mind. Glory, hallelujah. Have my friend, have you ever seen somebody that's just crazy? Have my friend, you say, preacher, you're going to get in trouble. I really don't care. Have my friend, I've been around some crazy folks. Have my friend, I have. Have my friend, brethren, they were just absolutely crazy. I don't know what. Have my friend, what's wrong with them? Have my friend, they must have been out of their mind. Have my friend, but listen to me. Have my friend, the Bible says that little old ship rolled up over at the coast of the Gadarenes. Have my friend, yes, sir. Have my friend, now, you'd think, my friend, Jesus would go over and visit the city. Have my friend, but he visited the tombs. Yes, sir, all them dead people over. Have my friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Have my friend, there he run across a man. Have my friend, he asked him, said, what's your name? And they said, our name is Legion, for we are many. Have my friend, brethren, he is possessed. Have my friend, was he not? Can I say this? You say, preacher, there ain't no people like that today. Where do you live? Have my friend, brethren, these folks all over this world. Have my friend, that's possessed. Have my friend, they need the devil run out of them. You say, preacher, that ain't gonna work today. I really don't care where you believe it or not. Have my friend, brother. Yes, sir. There's a lot of them. Thank God, the psychiatrists have to go home if they just get right with God. Glory, hallelujah. You say, preacher, I don't know about. Have my friend, that you tell me what they deal with. Have my friend, they'll sit there and they want you to talk to them. You know what they trying to find out? They trying to find out, where's your mind? Have my friend, they trying to find out what's going on. Have my friend, our name is Legion, for we are many. Have my friend, and brethren, even the evil spirit spoke out unto him. Have I fell and said, why have you come to torment us before our time? My friend, you ever read that? My friend, it's in there. My friend, it most certainly is. It's in there. Brethren, he come. He come to seek and to save that which was lost. But he come for three things. My friend, yes, sir, for he come for sin. He come for righteousness. And he come for judgment. My friend, yes, sir. He said, because the prince and the power of this world has been judged. My friend, he put him to flight, did he not? My friend, that's the reason the evil demons spoke to Christ. My friend, they knowed he had the power. My friend, they knowed they couldn't handle him. The devil himself couldn't handle him. My friend, no, sir. No, sir. My friend, but I'll tell you, he'll wear you out. My friend, if you don't get a hold of the Lord, my friend, and get a hold of something, my friend, to change your mind. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, brethren, these people around this world needs a change of mind. My friend, they are. They need a change of heart and they need a change of mind. My friend, I quoted it the other night or the other day. My friend, and I believe Danny read it. My friend, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. My friend, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. My friend, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. My friend, that you may prove what is that good and perfect and acceptable will of God. My friend, don't tell me the mind ain't got nothing to do with it. My friend, brethren, there's a lot of folks just need a mind change. My friend, yes, sir. My friend, you want to continue losing battles. My friend, you want to continue, my friend, to fall and fail. My friend, by the wayside. Brethren, you let your mind get out of sync. My friend, you let your mind start wandering. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, and brethren, it'll do it on you just like that. Now, yes, it will. And you not wanting it to. My friend, brethren, it'll get to wandering. My friend, you might think it's easy. Why, preacher? My friend, it's easy to get up there and read some scripture. My friend, and tell people how to live. My friend, I got news for you. My friend, I ain't here to tell you how to live. My friend, brethren, I'm more worried about that spiritual being. My friend, than I am your carnal being. Yes, sir. And it don't mean I ain't going to pray for you. My friend, that if you get sick, but I'll tell you one thing, I'm still more worried. My friend, about the spiritual. My friend, than I am the carnal. My friend, every one of us going to die. Do you know that? My friend, I don't like talking about it either. Brethren, but they will be something take you out of this world. My friend, this world ain't the, it ain't where you gonna spend forever at. No, sir, they something better than this. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, you know why? Why? My friend, heaven's gonna be better than what we've got. My friend, because I ain't going. My friend, yes. Yes, I said that. My friend, I ain't going. My friend, I ain't taking this old flesh with me. My friend, I ain't fighting no wars over there either, folks. My friend, the warfare's over. Yes, sir. Why? Because he's dead. Glory, hallelujah. My friend, he's gone. My friend, get it out of your mind, my friend. Brethren, the flesh ain't going. No, sir. The fleshly man. Brethren, he ain't going. No, sir. My friend, Brother Danny's touched on something this morning. It'd take me and him both. My friend, a couple of years to get straightened out. My friend, people don't even know what the law of God is. Well, preacher, you ought not be happy about that. My friend, I ain't happy about it, but I'm happy I can preach about it. Glory, hallelujah. My friend, there's a difference in the law of God. My friend, and the law of, even of the flesh. Yes, sir. Why, preacher, there ain't no law of the flesh. They most certainly is. My friend, yes, they are. Why did Paul say over in one place? My friend, he said, I bring and I keep my body under subjection. Now, you listen to me. My friend, Paul was talking about his own physical body. My friend, he said, I bring and keep my body under subjection. My friend, lest when I have preached to others, my friend, I myself should be a castaway. My friend, you hear me. My friend, you hear me. Brethren, it takes my mind. It takes my body. It takes my soul. And the Spirit of God, my friend, to keep me straight. Did you know that? Did you know that? You say, preacher, I'm saved. My friend, there's a lot of folks saved, but that's about all they can tell you. My friend, that they're saved. I'm just going to be plain with you. My friend, you need a renewing of the mind. My friend, you need a refreshing. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, you need a good Holy Spirit. Thank God, baptism. Glory, hallelujah. My friend, you say, preacher, I don't know about you this morning. My friend, brethren, get them old evil thoughts out of your mind. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, I'm going to tell you something. My friend, if you'll follow that of the spiritual man or that of the inward man, my friend, he'll lead you in a better path. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. My friend, and you'll still have to put up with the flesh. My friend, because he gonna go with you. My friend, brethren, I've made my days better. My friend, for the fleshly man. Yes, sir, by following the Spirit. Did you know that? My friend, casting down imaginations. My friend, and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. My friend, and bringing into captivity every thought. My friend, every thought to the obedience of Christ. My friend, there's a lot of folks. My brethren don't know how to handle their mind. My friend, no, they don't. No, they don't. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Brethren, it's in the Old Testament and it's in the New as well. My friend, thou shalt love the Lord thy God. My friend, with all thy heart. My friend, with all thy soul. My friend, and with all thy mind. And all thy strength. My friend, this is the first commandment. My friend, read it. You said, preacher, thou shalt have no other gods before me. My friend, that's what it says. My friend, but get in your book and see if it don't tell you. My friend, how to love God. Do you know what that first one says? It says, don't put nothing before God. jackknife in. How in the world are you going to serve other gods when you love God with all your heart? Jackknife in and all your soul and all your mind. Preacher, I just didn't think my mind had that much to do with it. Wake up. Wake up. It ain't only just in the world. It's in a lot of church members. Danny asked a question this morning. Where's the 300 and something? Danny, I'm going to tell you something. I was baptized at Union Grove Baptist Church. That's where I got saved. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We as members of Coosawatte Baptist Association. And in that day, there's about 32, 34 churches in it. I want you to know something. Back then, that's in the 70s, early 70s. Brethren, we had on the roll 300 and something members. Yes, sir. 300 and something members. We talking about in the 70s. Danny. I had never seen 300 and something members at Union Grove. No, sir. I asked the same question in the 70s. I preached it before. People talking about having 20 and 30 and 40 and 50 to baptize. And they did. They're on the books. Yes, sir. And I asked the question. I said, where are they? Do you know what I can talk about down home? Yeah, I pastored down there too. Brethren, and I asked them, I said, where are they? Where's your members? I'm going to tell you this morning, y'all ain't going to like it, but I'm going to tell you. They've had a change of mind. But if they're going the wrong direction, yes, sir, going the wrong direction. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, that's in the 70s, Danny. In the early 80s. I'd preach in revivals, my friend, all over. And I'll tell you, sometimes we'd see houses full, but they still wouldn't be 300. You know what I'm talking about? But I was able to ask some of them older men. And I said, where are they? Where are they? And I'll talk to you about home down there. I knowed about half, most of them members. I knowed about half of them, my friend, didn't go. Because before the 70s, I didn't go. No, sir. No, sir. And I had a little motorcycle. Yes, sir. And you know what I done on Saturday and Sunday? I rode that motorcycle. Yes, I did. It's a dirt bike. Now, there's about 20-something of us. Brethren, and we'd just take off and wouldn't come back to dark. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Even in the early portion of 70s, I'd still ride on Saturday, but something happened. 1970. I didn't ride no more on Sunday. You know what? Them old boys, just about like it was in the days when the walls was built back at Jerusalem. When they shut the doors over. It said that them old sellers said they come back for two or three times, but they found the gates closed. Them old boys ride by the house. A couple of three times, but after a while they quit riding on Sunday. You know why? Because I wasn't going. Brother, I had a change of heart. That ain't all, folks. I had a change of mind. Yes, I did. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Who's able to tell God, that thou do this and thou do that? my friend, do we have the mind of God that we're able to tell him that? No, no. But you know what Paul said? He says, but we have the mind of Christ. My friend, glory, hallelujah. My friend, where's your mind this morning? My friend, I've preached to people, my friend, that their mind was somewhere else. My friend, hadn't you? My friend, hadn't you? Hadn't you seen people? My friend, used to, and you come up on the churchyard, my friend, people was ready to go to meeting. My friend, you know why they was ready to go meeting, brethren? Somebody prepared themselves, and somebody prepared their mind before they got here. My friend, yes, sir, nowadays, my friend, we can talk about everything in the world. My friend, before meeting goes on. My friend, yes, sir. I don't know where y'all know it or not, but I'll give you a little secret. My friend, when I'm turned this away, I can't hardly hear nothing y'all saying. Y'all could talk about me, and I wouldn't know no difference. My friend, so you can talk just about anything you want to talk, and I ain't going to know much of nothing. My friend, but I'm going to tell you one thing. If you want to go to meeting, my friend, you're going to make some preparations. My friend, brother, you're going to prayerfully, my friend, and mindfully, my friend, you're going to get in the service before it starts. My friend, you hear me? My friend, do you hear me? My friend, I've had people to tell me, my friend, and they said, preacher, you ought to go on preaching. My friend, I thought, well, I preached for 30 minutes and you never did hear nothing. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I've had the privilege of preaching. I'll just tell you, my friend, beat all I ever seen. My friend, brother, I've had the privilege of preaching to people, my friend, they'd turn around in the pew. My friend, talk to their neighbor behind them. My friend, and I don't know what they're talking about. My friend, but brethren, they'd do it for 20 and 30 minutes at a time. My friend, and me trying to preach to them. My friend, I soon had to figure out, my friend, Lord, if I have to close my eyes, I'm going to preach to them. My friend, they some preachers does that, you know. My friend, they are. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I thought, old brother Oscar Land, he'd shut them eyes, brother, and he'd start preaching. My friend, brother, I don't believe ever seen nobody. My friend, but I believe he saw the Lord. My friend, brother, he could preach. He really could. My friend, now listen. Listen, I didn't come this way to hear myself get loud. My friend, and I didn't come this way to hear myself preach. My friend, I hope and pray to God you get something out of it. My friend, something that'll stir your mind. My friend, and something that'll stir your heart. You say, preacher, preacher, I've always heard it's got to be in the heart. My friend, brethren, if it's in the heart, then you've got power to change your mind. My friend, yes, you do. Let me tell you about the heart and the mind. My friend, they'll be just like that. My friend, you wouldn't be able to pry them apart. My friend, brethren, if your mind was really where it ought to be. My friend, I ain't telling you to stay home. My friend, I'll just tell you the opposite. It really don't matter what's on your mind. You just keep coming. My friend, you know why? One day, my friend, something gonna trigger that mind. My friend, and you're gonna get changed. My friend, you know how quick God can change you. My friend, he can change you faster than that. Quicker in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. My friend, he can change you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You say, preacher. My friend, I can't do much at work. My friend, my mind's got to be on my work. My friend, is that right? My friend, now don't get me wrong. My friend, brother, I hate paperwork. My friend, you know why I hate it? My friend, because I have to slow my mind down. My friend, and I have to focus on something I really don't want to focus on. My friend, but brethren, this got to be right when I turn it in. You know what I mean? My friend, so I have to change a few things about me. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I started first preaching. My friend, I started. My friend, first, I got me and Kathy both. We worked at the carpet mills. My friend, I worked at a place. I'm brethren, and we was growing. And I worked 12 hours a day. My friend, I worked most times 6 days a week. My friend, the last year I worked at this place, my friend, the Lord called me to preach. My friend, and we worked 12 hours a day on Wednesday. My friend, and we worked 10 and 12 on Saturday. My friend, and 12 on Friday, I believe. My friend, but Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we worked 15. My friend, and brethren, I had about as much work as I wanted. My friend, I got to praying about work. My friend, because revival season was kicking in. My friend, yes, sir, and I want to go to revival. You know what is on my mind to go to revival? My friend, I had a desire to go on revival. My friend, I got to praying about it, and you know what? And I'd always worked to notice where I was at. My friend, brethren, a Friday afternoon, I'm not telling you a fairy tale. My friend, on Friday afternoon, I got a phone call. I hadn't even put an application in, hadn't even been talked to. My friend, they called and they said, Randy, I said, if you want a job, said, we got one open. My friend said, and it's yours. My friend, they said, the only thing of it is, you got to start Monday morning. My friend, I thought, well, my friend, that ain't going to work. My friend, brother, and I told him, I said, well, I'll let you know. And I didn't tell him no. My friend, you know why I didn't tell him no? I'd been praying. My friend, I said, what are you working? They said, we're working 40 hours a week. My friend, I said, 40? My friend, that just right down my alley, I thought. My friend, yes, sir, anyway. That afternoon, I continued to pray and study about and pray, and I was scared to death. I was working in a place, the owner hired me himself, and I was the third person he hired. My friend, and I liked him. He was a good man. And he was good to work for. My friend, yes, sir, and I hated like everything tell him. My friend, but brother, and I went in there about 5:30, didn't get off to 6. My friend, I said, John, I said, I've come up, and I've got an opportunity, and I think I'm going to have to go. My friend, I said, ain't got nothing to do anything. My friend, I've just been asking for a change, and one's coming, and I'm going. My friend, you know what he said? My friend, he said, Randy, he said, don't let it bother you. My friend, don't let it bother you. My friend, he said, it'll be all right. My friend, he said, that's what you feel like you need to do, go on. My friend, he's an older feller. He had been down the road before. My friend, I started on that new job. My friend, I told you before. My friend, you've heard about all the rest. My friend, I made a whole lot more money in overtime than I did regular time. My friend, but I was going to be making more on the hour. My friend, but I was going to make a whole lot less hours. My, yeah. That my friend, yes sir, that year. That my friend, we made what, 12? $10,000 or $12,000 less than we did the year before. That my friend, yes sir. Yes sir, had a baby on the way. Had one going to be born in April, and this was February the 28th. I left the same day I come there. Yes sir. My friend, think about it. You know what? The Lord took care of me. My friend, I'm just going to be plain, just as plain as I know how, folks. My friend, brethren, it wasn't just in my heart to do so. My friend, it's in my mind to do so. And God worked on both of them. My friend, he'll do the same for you. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. There's a lot of folks, my friend, missed coming to church because their jobs. My friend, I ain't getting on to you about working, but I'll say this, and I can't help who's listening. My friend, brother, I'll guarantee you, if you'll try the Lord's way, you'll find out he's better to you than the world. My friend, yes, sir. You say, preacher, I got myself in a tight. I don't care who got you in the tight. My friend, I'm going to tell you, whether you believe it or not. My friend, I've thought a lot of times, I believe the Lord's really blessed me, don't you? My friend, hadn't he blessed you? My friend, hadn't he touched you? My friend, brethren, I've got myself in some tights. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And you know what? When I got down to business and asked him about it, my friend, he helped me out of them. He didn't put me there, Danny. My friend, but thank God he sure helped me out. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. My friend, wrap something around your mind. My friend, wrap something around your heart. My friend, why, preacher, my heart's in it, but my mind just can't stay on it. My friend, my mind just goes a-wandering. My friend, ask the Lord to help you. My friend, how in the world can you bring something into captivity? My friend, if you can't wrap your arms around it. My friend, if you can't get your thoughts together. My friend, I'm just as honest. My friend, as I can be this morning. My friend, brethren, they some folks needs a change of mind. My friend, you need to quit listening, my friend, to everything that's going on. My friend and brethren, trust the Lord with your heart. Now your soul and your mind and all your strength, and see if he won't bless you on your journey. He'll do it this morning. He'll do it. Bible says that when the Lord got finished with Legion, where was he? He told them evil spirits to go. Go. They spoke to the Lord and said, don't just put us out in the air. Don't just put us out into something. Said, bid us that we go into them swine. They'd rather be in the swine. Do you know why, folks? Because they were for destruction. You can't say that, preacher. Yes, sir. They'd have destroyed Legion had he not been changed. They would have. It'd been his death. They'd have found him chained up out there one day, wrapped up, probably hung himself. Think about it. Why, preacher, it don't work that way. Brethren, you better get a hold of your mind. You better think a little bit different than what you've been thinking. It might be that the devil has told you that you can handle this by yourself. I'm going to tell you something. There's probably some things you might could help yourself out of, but I'm going to be honest with you, the Lord can get you out of them a lot better than you can. Yes, he can. He can get you out of them a lot better than you can. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You may not have it, bro. The Lord knows how to drive a vehicle. Do you know that? He does. He knows how to drive. I wouldn't recommend you do it, but he does know how to drive if things get out of control. I'm talking about you get in tune with him going down the road, and you just might run off the road. Do you know that? Well, preacher, if you're in tune with the Lord, he won't let you. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. But he'll still take care of you. You need a change of mind. And you need to get your imaginations in captivity. You need to bring them down. Casting down, that's what he said. Casting down your imaginations. The imaginations and every thought, he said, bring them. People have such a trouble. You know what the trouble is? They just don't trust the Lord enough to bring it. They've heard about it. Some folks have heard about this way all their life and still won't come. Do you know that? Still won't come. I had a friend of mine that avoided me. He avoided me until he got to drinking. And when he got to drinking, he'd call me. And he'd want to ramble on and ramble on. You know what he'd want to talk about when he was drinking? Where he is supposed to be. Where he is supposed to be. You know? And he wanted to talk to me about where he was supposed to be. And he'd agree with everything you told him. Everything. It didn't matter what you told him. He'd agree with it. Yes, sir. You see him on the street, my friend, if he could go the other way or turn around and run, he'd do it. He'd do it. You know why? Because he wasn't drunk. And he didn't want to face me. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Preacher, I ain't got nothing to do with the mind. Oh, yes, it does. Oh, yes, it does. Brethren, there's some things that goes on in the mind of folks that they need to get rid of. If you don't get rid of it, my friend, it will kill you. It'll defeat you. And there's not but one way. You say, preacher, why are you preaching such a message? I'll tell you why I'm preaching such a message. Brethren, we've got a world full of people that their imaginations has run wild with them. And they're coming up with every ungodly thing there is out there. And trying to persuade me and you that we're wrong. Brethren, I believe we got the only right thing there is. And that's Jesus. I can't live for you. You can't live for me. You say, preacher, I don't know about this kind of a message. Well, this kind of message won't hurt you. It won't hurt you. It might change you. Thank the good Lord. It might change the way that you look at things. It might change the way that you hear things. It might change the way you're doing. Thank God somebody needs to change. I don't believe within my everything that I have within me. I do not believe that the church has lost its power. I believe the church is the only hope for this world. I do. I do. If this world going to make it, brethren, she's going to have to come through the church. Preacher, people don't believe that. That's their problem. That's their problem. You know why they don't believe it? Because they've got their mind on everything else. Everything else. Everything else. I'm going to say something here, and it's going to not set too well with some folks. But brethren, since this COVID's come on, my friend, people have even got to the place they don't even have to go to church no more. You know that? Don't have to go to meeting no more. I can sit right in my living room and I can hear Brother Randy and it'll just bless my soul. I'm going to tell you something. I'll tell you what will really bless you. That's where you get your heart where it ought to be and get your mind changed. Brethren, because this world, you cannot handle it. Not by yourself. And I'm just like it. I've heard a lot of good messages. But brother, they ain't nothing like being together in the house of God. COVID or no COVID. May God bless you. Come on, get a verse of song. If anybody got a reason, anybody got a need, I sung a song, you don't hear it very much anymore, talking about if you really need the Lord, you really need the Lord. Jesus himself come into this world. And this world as a whole, my friend, was not looking for him. They were not. They didn't have the thousands and the multitudes and the multitudes looking around and saw that star move round in heaven. Not a multitude. But brethren, there's some good shepherds out there. Now, I'm going to tell you something. They saw something. Did they not? We call it the beautiful star of Bethlehem. Brethren, they saw it. They said it moved round. Moved. And they followed it. And it stopped. Stopped. And they got over to old King Herod and they said, where is he? Huh? They believed he was coming. They had heard, brethren, he is going to be born. And they said, Herod said, where is he that's born king of the Jews? Herod didn't like that. Brethren, that didn't stop him. Herod told him, he said, now when you find out where he's at, come give me word that I might go and worship him also. Liar. Liar. Devil was after him. Go and read it, 12th chapter of the book of Revelation. You see, as soon as that male child, brethren, was born, Satan was after him. Who was Satan? At that time, it was Herod. Jeremiah, tell you, he gave you the prophecy, my friend, talking about Rachel weeping, my friend, and would not be comforted because of her children. Yes, sir. Weeping in Ramah. Yes, sir. That's exactly what happened. Brethren, Herod waited for 2 years. 2 years. Brethren, he waited. He didn't get no word. He said, go out there. He said, I want you to slay every male child. 2 years old and under. Yes, sir. He meant to get him. Did he not? Yes, he did. Brethren, wasn't God good? Told Joseph and Mary, go down yonder in Egypt. He said, for the scripture said, I will call my son out of Egypt. And he done it. He done it. Brother, that's the word of God. This world may not have it. Brother, thank God it takes faith to believe it. Change your mind. Change your mind. I seen the Lord in my household, hadn't you? I've seen the Lord work in my household. I was a 15-year-old boy. My daddy was around 40. My mother was around 30-something. And mama got saved. I'm going to say this, Dan. She got saved. She got born again. I can't talk for nobody, but I can tell you one thing. Brother, something happened to her. Something happened. And the next morning, I've told this before, but I'm just going to be honest with you. This is the kind, brother, that I'm talking about. And this is the kind that this world needs today. Got up the next morning. We normally eat cereal and she had breakfast cooked and everything laid out there. And I thought, what in the world going on? And she went in there and got
sister up, come back and wrap them old arms around me. Says, son, I love you. Said, God saved me last night. I thought she lost her mind. What did I preach on? The mind. Huh? I did. I had never seen the beat in all my life. You know what? She didn't lose her mind. She just got it. Huh? Changed. Changed. Brethren, from that day, her and the sisters went to church. Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. Yeah. Rocked on there 2 or 3 months. My dad worked Lockheed. He always got up early. He went to bed early. They was gone on Wednesday night. And I'm telling you, I didn't have to go to church because Daddy didn't go to church. And he didn't make me because he needed somebody to be there with him. Huh? One Wednesday night, they was gone to church. And I was in the living room in there, and he called me in there to his bed. And he said, son, now I'm not telling you no lie. I'm telling you a fact. He said, I don't know what's wrong with your mother. Said, she loves them people down there at church, and she loves all them preachers and people down there. And he said, I can't handle it. I can't stand it. He said, I'm leaving. Yeah. That's what he told me. Me, a 15-year-old boy, I thought, my. Tore me up. But you know what I didn't know? I didn't know the Lord was dealing with him. I didn't know God was on the other end of that thing. About 2:30 in the morning, the Thursday morning, you know what happened? My dad got saved right next to his bed. Huh? Got saved. Yeah. Born again. Yeah. Now listen. Come Sunday morning, we all went to church. All went to church. Everybody went to church. They didn't try to force me. They didn't try to drag me down. But you know what they did do? They prayed for me. Somebody prayed. And they prayed and they prayed. Brother, it got to the place I couldn't stand it. I couldn't handle it. But I said all that to say this. I knowed my dad. I knowed my mother. And I knowed my dad done some things. And he talked some ways he shouldn't. But I'm going to tell you, brethren, just like that. Just like that, he changed. He changed. He changed. Just like that. Preacher, it don't work that way. You go tell somebody else it don't work that way. I ain't going to believe you. No way, form or fashion. You know, when I got saved, you know what? It happened just like that. I told you before. I went to school the very next day. Things was different. I didn't make them different. But there's something on the inside of me that would not let me do the things that I just done the day before. I could not do them. Just cut me. Yes, sir. And I didn't understand all that. I didn't understand what all come with salvation. There's a world full of people out there that's bowed their head, that's said a little prayer. And they've done good deeds. And they've done good dues. But they ain't never had a change of heart. Nor change of mind. It takes more than just saying. It takes believing. But it's going to be believing from the heart. With a heart, man believeth unto righteousness. With a mouth, confession is made unto salvation. It's what the book says. You're going to believe from the heart. from the heart. I can't do that for you. There ain't nobody sitting here and do that for you. And I'm going to be as honest as I can be this morning. I've tried to be. And I know that I've said a lot about the mind, but I'm going to tell you something. I'm just going to be as honest and plain as I know how to be, brethren. There's somebody, my friend, needs to get a hold of their mind. There's somebody needs to get a hold of their life. And there's somebody needs to get a hold of the Lord and say, change me. Change me. Change me. He'll change you. The Lord will change you. I could go on, but I'll hush. I don't know your heart. You may not be here this morning. You may be watching. You may be looking on. But I'll promise you one thing. If I know anything, brethren, about how things are, there's a lot of folks that needs a change of mind. A change of mind. And I believe this morning, I'm not saying it's all about the mind, but there's more in there than I've preached to you. They are about the mind. And just go back to the imaginations and the thoughts come through the mind. Do they not? Let us stand.